In Burma's main city, progress edges forward slowly as economic development and political reform take shape. But while many foreign businesses have been quick to forget Burma's troubled past, many residents are only now coming to grips with a legacy of fear and control left from decades of harsh military rule. For ex-political prisoner Ja Su, the increase in visitors to his country means more pay. He spent more than 6 years behind bars for his political activity and was among the first group of prisoners the new government freed last year. Now, Ja Su and a few other ex-prisoners have formed a new business, Golden Harp Taxi. Despite the country's business boom, Ja Su's focus is on a development of another sort.
I have no interest in the government talking about changing. My interest is helping my friends who are still in prison and helping them rebuild their lives after they are released.
Former prisoners face many difficulties on the outside world, such as unemployment and travel restrictions. In Rangoon, Ja Su and many like him meet at the former political prisoners group office to discuss new challenges in their lives. Ex-political prisoner Tuji, who spent more than 10 years behind bars, says government intimidation often continues after release.
The biggest problem is that people in the surrounding area worry that if they make friends with an ex-prisoner, they could face interrogation by the authorities. So they are still fearful of the authorities.
Ko Tin of the All Burma Students Democratic Front was part of the most recent release, which coincided with President Obama's historical visit in November. While Ko Tin is believed to be free, he holds onto a strong bond that he built while in jail.
I am happy to be with my family, but I feel bad for those who are left behind in the prison. I feel I have a responsibility to try to help them. Because of this responsibility, I wish to turn to the media to send out this information.
The government promised to release all political prisoners by year's end. It's not certain that that will happen, but one thing's for sure. Ja Su and his friends will be ready to help their comrades return to normal life.